DJ Tiggs. Hey. Every night she walks right in my dreams since I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine.
DJ Tiggs is bouncing on the ones and twos.
Every night she walks right in my dreams since I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. Girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine. The doggone girl is mine.
I don't understand the way you think, saying that she's yours, not mine. Sending silly dreams, really just a waste of time, because she's mine.
The doggone girl is mine.
Don't waste your time,
because the doggone girl is mine.
I love you more.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Whatever Wednesday. It's your boy DJ Tiggs, and I'm here. It's that Michael Jackson mix. Happy birthday, Michael Jackson. Tell a friend to tell a friend we are on live. Let's go, let's go. Call me up, 929-227-4646. Come on, let's go.
Baby, yeah.
Go, we in the mix. Happy birthday to the King of Pop. You know what we do is Michael Jackson. Let's go. Whatever Wednesday, each and every Wednesday from 12 to 3 p.m. Your boy is here. Come on. That Vod Keeler DJ mix. Let's go. My boy EJ, what's good? How you living, man?
Bouncing on the ones and twos.
Looking in my mirror took me by surprise. I can't help but see you running often through my mind. Like a baby, since your disguise, I can't help but love you.
To Michael Jackson, always preaching about them secret lovers. Let's go. What we saying? I wanna be your
boyfriend.
Let's go. It's whatever Wednesday. This is how we do it. Come on. Tell a friend to tell a friend. DJ Tiggs is on live. Shout out to my boy Michael Jackson, the king of pop. Yes, yes, yes. Let's go.
all began. It just seemed like heaven, so I did it. Do you remember?
I bet you remember.
Back in the fall,
I bet you remember.
Again,
I bet you remember.
All day long,
I bet you remember.
Do you remember?
I bet you remember.
Us holding hands,
I bet you remember.
We jumped
up because
I remember as we
stand.
I bet
you remember the time.
Your favorite Michael Jackson track, Call Me Up, 929-227-4646. Let's go.
How we used to talk.
Turn Me Up. You out eating lunch, secretly sleeping with your boss. Let me know what you're doing on that lunchtime break. It's a Vodkila lunchtime mix. Let's go. Some real Michael Jackson right now. Let's go. Remember this song? Call Me Up, 929-227-4646. Let's go. Gotta pull that from the top. The King of Pop, man. Happy birthday, Michael Jackson. Let's go. You'd have been 60 today.
Shine.
Whatever Wednesday, each and every Wednesday from 12 to 3 p.m. Let's go. I said, any guy can get no girl after this song? Something wrong with your game. So Michael Jackson birthday mix, let's go. Hey, 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 sing along. What we saying?
Don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one. that's for sure.
Let's go. It's that Vodkila afternoon mix. Your boy DJ Tiggs. Come on.
Let me see you move.
Call me up right now. 929-227-4646. It's whatever Wednesday, man. Let's go.
The party, people nodding day, living crazy.
let the madness in the music get to you, like things so bad at all.
You live it off the wall,
like things so bad at all.
Live life on the wall,
live your life off the wall,
live it on the wall. You can shout out all you want to, cause there ain't no sin and folks are getting loud. If you take the chance and do it,
yes, your boy DJ Tix. It's the Vodkila Afternoon Mix. Each and every Wednesday, we are live from 12 to 3 p.m. I'm doing a special tribute to Michael Jackson. Happy birthday to the King of Pop. There'll be no other, no one better. Let me know your favorite Michael Jackson tune. Call us up, 929-227-4646. Let's go.
Stuck. spend my life being a co-op.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity. Pretty young lady.
Let me know your favorite Michael Jackson song. Let's go.
To the max, I want your love.
let me be. I've been here times before, but I was too blind to see that you seduce every man. This time you won't seduce me. You're saying that's okay. Hey, baby, do what you please. I have the stuff that you want. I am the thing that you need. She looked me deep in the eyes. She touching me so to start. She says there's no turning back. She got me.
Bouncing on the ones and twos.
yes, yes, yes. Your boy DJ Tiggs. It's the King of Pop Mix on the Vodkila Afternoon Mix. We just want to say happy birthday to Michael Jackson. No one will ever, ever compare or be greater to you. I'm going to end it off with this last song. Call us up, 929-227-4646. It's Whatever Wednesdays, man. Michael is so great. Can I just play one more song by Michael Jackson? Can I just play one more song? It's that Vodkila Afternoon Mix. Let's go. Makes four. Yes. A lot of people need to put this song on repeat. Some people can't even count with 10 fingers. Vodkila Spirits. Make sure you go out there, get that Vodkila. All your major liquor stores. You know, one in every ghetto got one in the corner. It's Whatever Wednesday, each and every Wednesday from 12 to 3 p.m. Follow us on that Facebook, that Twitter, that Instagram. And if you missed the Michael Jackson mix, we up late on that podcast. Eddie Slim is in the building. 3D Movements. We'll be back with the late, late news. Sing along. Call us up, join the fun. 929-227-4646. Let's go.
Ooh, looking out across the nighttime, the city winks a sleepless eye. Hear her voice shake my window, sweet seducing sighs. Get me out into the nighttime, for walls won't hold me tonight. And if this town is just an upper, will you take a bite? And if they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why? Hey, does it do me that way? Oh, oh, I tell you why. Why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why? Hey, does it do me that way? Reaching out to a stranger, electric eyes are everywhere, and I see that knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. And if they say why,
Just tell them that it's human nature. Why? Why? Does it do me that way? If they say why? Why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why? Why? You know if you do me that way. I love living this way. I love living this way. The morning, the city heart begins to beat. Reaching out, I touch your shoulder, dreaming of the street. And if they say, why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, it doesn't do me that way. Oh, why? So why it does it to me this way? Why tell them that it's human nature? Why does it to me that way? They say why tell them that it's human nature? Why enough it to me that way? No.
Yes.
Yep.
It's whatever Wednesdays, man.
I can't hear myself.
Yeah, I can't hear myself neither.
Can we hear them?
Turn the volume up.
Over here?
Thank you. Turn them up.
They up.
Yep.
They're up.
Oh, I don't know.
Who do I hear? I hear not me.
I hear Tiggs. Right.
I hear you. Oh, there I go. Yep. All right.
There we go.
Applause for the engineer. He fixed it.
Hold on.
You still can't hear nothing. All right, y'all. Well, welcome to Whatever Wednesday, my stupid little show. Well, we never get anything right. Have a whole engineer and always having technical difficulties. I just can't understand it.
For you.
I just don't get it. So, while they start unraveling, I don't know why. So, what were you using when you were mixing?
Good.
Oh, y'all better mute them phones. All right, y'all. I'm just so sorry.
You good?
Shout out to everybody. I'm just gonna flow right now. It's Whatever Wednesday, each and every Wednesday, man.
I'm only hearing one ear. Why
your boy
is only
DJ
one ear?
You probably got a short in your cord.
Why? Don't talk about my cord. There's nothing wrong with my cord.
Buy a better cord. We got
here
business.
We go.
We in business. I am here. What's up, world? It's Whatever Wednesday,
I
boy.
Your
boy DJ Tiggs is here.
All right, I gotta go.
Okay, bye. Anyways, what's good, 3D? How you doing?
Oh, it wasn't plugged in. Okay.
There's a lot of noise
there
going
it is.
On.
Hi, y'all.
Yeah, okay. What's going on, everybody?
Let's start this
over. Are we here?
We're here.
Can we start all over again?
Yeah, let's start
over. Pull that track up. Let's start all over.
Cool. Hey, everybody. Okay. It's Whatever Wednesday, each and every Wednesday from 12 to 3 p.m.
I think.
That was a Vodkila afternoon mix. Shout out to Michael Jackson. Happy birthday,
good
Michael.
Good mix, Tiggs. Good mix.
Thank you. I try.
Great mix. You did better than DJ Envy.
Wow. And threw his name
early.
Out there.
Yep, sure
early.
Did.
Early.
Oh,
early.
I'm going to tag him. Oh, I'm definitely going to get on him. He played two songs this morning. I was listening because I knew he was just going to go in. I knew he was going to do it for the culture. He played two songs.
So Tiggs did it for the culture. That's what I do.
Tiggs did the whole hour.
Yep.
That was awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I'm going to ask you a question, Slim. What made Michael Jackson to you so great?
I never said he was great.
Oh, he's not
don't
great.
Be
so
me no
okay,
don't,
so
don't
what,
put
so,
me in nothing.
So,
I never said that. I never said he was great.
Okay, so what is he to you?
He's Michael Jackson.
That's it.
That's it.
He wasn't great.
I mean, he was great. Yeah.
There's no FBI. You're not under.
I feel like you just threw me out there. You've never 3D. Asked me about this man before.
What made Michael so great?
He was a great entertainer. Know how to entertain crowds, and his music was great.
Music was great, right?
Yeah, music was great.
Man, I'm saying me now. I'm going to let you know why Michael was the greatest.
So why you ain't just nobody start off with you? Why else? You throw us out there?
Can I talk?
Did you cry when he died?
Can I talk?
Did you cry when he died?
Can I talk?
Did you cry when he died?
You had your moment. You didn't want
to
answer.
I need to know. Did you cry when he
I'll
died?
I'll answer that after.
All right. I'll okay. wait.
Goodness gracious. Can I ever talk on this show anymore? I don't know.
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, Michael is great, right? Because nobody would ever be like Michael, because he's the only one I ever seen grow up. Let me just turn that music down, because these young kids need to learn some facts. When I was growing up and I'm watching a Michael Jackson concert, he didn't have to say one word. Michael would just come and flick his hair, and girls would start fainting from left to right, and they had to push them out the crowd
Not only girls.
Men too.
Men was fainting too.
Fainting.
I never understood
that. Me neither. I was like, how did that happen? How do you do that, 3D?
One artist do all
that. And his crowds was massive. And they were all fainting.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm watching, I'm replaying. I'm like, how does he do that? And these girls are like, oh my God, it's Michael. Boom, dead.
Didn't understand that at all. Didn't understand that.
I had never seen an artist do that.
One artist had the power like that.
Yeah, to this day, I had never seen an artist do that. That's why I said he's
no, the Beyonce
greatest.
Does that every night.
Who faint for Beyonce?
People faint for Beyonce.
Ain't nobody faint for no Beyonce.
Like yes, they do.
I was like, she got knocked upside her head. Anybody faint for no Beyonce?
Yes, they do.
Niggas say, yo, I pay all this money for this, and this is what you gave me? Pow!
That's why you brushed your face.
You know what I'm saying? Where you see
Michael Jackson is not the only person that's made people
who?
Faint.
Then who? Let me know.
A little boy fainted on Chris Brown 2 weeks ago.
One boy.
It don't matter. You trying to say he's the only person. He's not the only person. He's not the only person. He is not the only person that someone has passed out without him saying a word on the stage. He's not.
Oh, my goodness.
He's just not. Is he great? Yes. Was he awesome? Yes. The king, prince, whatever. Sure. But no, he's not the only.
I'm not even looking to the left today.
You don't got to look to your left. Don't say he's the only, because he's not the only. Was he the greatest at it? Of course. But he ain't the only. Don't make me be the bad guy on his birthday. Please and thank you.
Somebody just drunk that haterade early.
I like Michael Jackson.
Call us up, 929-227-4646.
Especially around the Remember the Time video. That was a good way.
Tiggs is right and Slim is wrong. Just call me up and say,
okay, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. That's fine.
I don't want to hear nothing else. Just say Tiggs is right.
I'll be wrong.
She's wrong, and hang up the phone. Thank you very
much.
Okay,
that's fine. Anyway, it's his day. Let him have it.
How was your weekend?
My weekend?
How was your week?
My week was, it was okay, I guess. Nothing spectacular happened. I don't remember anything, so.
Okay. Well, I really anything happened to you special?
No, it was just hectic.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, something special happened to me.
Did you have sex?
Definitely did not.
Oh.
But I know Labor Day, after the parade, we got a big party going on.
Yes.
East 73rd and Avenue K.
Hey.
Yes, we do.
You know what I'm saying? In Brooklyn, Canarsie pickup. No guns, please. No guns. I just want to have a good time. I think they brought me back to Brooklyn. I thought I was banned, but I guess I'm back.
You back.
So, shout out to everybody.
You back on the one
because
and twos.
You know, Eastern Parkway gets shut down quick after like the 14 Haitian float. So, just letting y'all know, the after party, East 73rd Avenue K. With the Whatever Wednesday crew, come meet, greet, come say hi, and all that good stuff.
We'll be there. I'll be wearing all white. I'm wearing all white.
Yes, it's all white.
It's an all white slash costume.
It is. Thing. It's all white.
Yeah, it's all white. If it's for the masqueraders. So it's pretty much we want them to come directly from the parkway. But
with their costume and thing. Yeah.
I still have a costume from 2 years ago. I don't know if my gut could get in it, but I'm gonna try. Go ahead.
So we all on live right now.
He almost died right
on
now.
Facebook.
Are we on Facebook Live? I'm on live.me.
We on Facebook Live right now. You can check us out. See all the characters right now. I just slim 3D movements.
Hi.
It's time for that late news.
I don't know which camera to look at.
929-227-4646.
Is that camera looking at me?
Yeah.
What is that? Well, how you know? How do I know?
Because that camera's looking at me.
How do I know that it's actually looking at you? It could be looking at Spider-Man.
Nah, it's looking at me.
You sure?
Yeah. Like the lens is looking at you.
Is it at my boobs?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Your phone probably blocking.
Oh, well, let's just move that out the way.
Yeah, if you want to see slim boobs, please log on to At Whatever Wednesday on Facebook. Nothing but boobies all in the camera. So anyways, like I was saying,
It's going on to me.
Jay-Z and Beyonce had a concert.
Yeah.
As always.
Two people decided that the money was too high for what they was doing that garbage on stage. So they went and they rushed them.
During what song?
Huh?
What song?
Doesn't matter what song.
Why? Every song wasn't garbage.
Nobody want to hear that lovey-dovey-ish. Anyway.
That's crazy. Because you're not having sex. Nobody want to hear it.
Nobody want
to
hear that.
Millions of people are not paying their rent or their child support to be at this concert. And because you ain't getting none, nobody want to hear that.
Definitely. All right. Most definitely.
Well, the guy thought he was singing garbage. That's why he rushed the stage.
So he rushed the stage.
That's crazy.
He caught a piece off on Jay-Z. You know what I mean? The dancers came and saved the day.
And the backup dancers.
They got a formation. They got a formation.
And whooped his ass.
Whooped it.
Yo, Beyonce is the bomb.
So I heard the Beehive went in on Twitter, found this man, found his name. His name is Anthony.
Levy?
Wow. Not even going to get into that one. Wow. let me see.
Is Anthony Levy
Anthony
for real?
Charles Maxwell.
Is Anthony Levy, huh?
His name is Anthony Charles Maxwell. And they didn't press no charges on him. But the cops said, we're going to press charges on him.
Why? Is it
because they say it was unruly conduct and some other crap.
Yep.
So I guess they was like, you don't want to press it? Atlanta said,
what state was that? In Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That
so
might be one of their rules.
The Beehive went in, found this man, found his numbers, address, put it all over the place and say, go get this man.
So what happened to
why?
What happened to the security?
Yeah, where's the security in the front?
That's what I want to know.
I think they were walking. Weren't they walking off the stage? I think they were walking off the stage.
No, they was walking towards the back.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, but the dancers were still there dancing.
Because they were performing.
But where's the security that's on the bottom?
Oh, I wouldn't know because I cannot afford a Beyonce, Jay-Z concert.
Oh, you mean you've never been up front, period?
I've been up front to a few concerts, but I can't afford to even be on the roof at their concert.
Okay.
Mm, okay.
Those prices are crazy.
Yes, it is.
Super they're crazy.
Real crazy.
So, you know, I know. I watch the snippets on YouTube.
You watch what? On
the snippets.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what a snippet is?
No, explain it to me. Hello?
I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to talk to you
anymore. I asked to explain it to me. I don't know what it is.
Leave me alone.
What did I say wrong, 3D?
Just ask what a snippet is.
Yeah.
You don't know what a snippet is?
No,
look it up. Where's your phone? Google.
Goodness gracious, I can't get no help nowhere, bro. Man,
it's a little piece of the concert. That's what it's.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, 3D.
Thank you, 3D. You always
my
helping
guy.
Always helping a brother out. No of course, you know I had help on the left side of the room, but I guess I don't. Anyways, what up, Wednesday? Download that app. Please download that app. Make sure you check us out. Shout out to everybody that's always supporting us, listening to us on that. Tune in on our website. Call us up 929-227-4646.
Yep.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think they should have pressed charges on that man?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
So why do you think they didn't?
I don't know.
Who knows what they was thinking? Maybe.
I don't know.
I think they didn't press charges because they just wanted publicity, but it just got out there anyway.
I mean, there's millions of people there. Of course it was going to get out.
Of course it was going to get out. Come on. Millions of people with phones and all that.
Maybe Jay-Z didn't want nobody to know he got snuck. You know, he from the projects. He from Marcy, right?
Yep.
True. He didn't probably want nobody he got.
But then the guy did an interview, right?
Yeah, the guy did an interview after
who?
That.
Ooh.
The guy
Anthony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah,
I didn't see the interview.
I think it was on TMZ.
So what, he was sorry?
I'm lying. That was Demi Lovato's drug dealer.
We're going to talk about that,
I'm sorry. I got the story.
No, we're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about it now. You already brought it up.
That man was big up on TMZ talking about
question.
She knew.
Since when drug dealers make doing interviews?
Yes.
Live interviews. Face showing.
Live interviews. Snitching on your own self.
Address in the background.
Since when you do that?
Yo.
And don't get in trouble.
That's white people.
What world
white,
we live in?
White drug dealers are different.
That's white privileges, man. Beautiful privileges.
My man got on the camera
and said,
looked in the camera eye to frame and was like,
yeah, I saw
she
the, yeah,
knew
she knew
that these were aftermarket pills.
Then started talking about the drugs and all that he
was like, and I really care about her though. But I really care about her.
What the
bruh. Can you really care about someone and serve them drugs at the same time?
And snitching on yourself?
You think they can pull charges on him for that?
Of course they can.
Of course
they can. Why?
What drug dealing you know?
I mean, okay, maybe because it was an aftermarket drug.
No, he's not in pharmaceutical. He has a license.
don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's not
he
like
was on TV. Not like he got a license.
Not like they filmed him at Rite Aid, and he was like, "She knew."
He on TV. She knew, like he got like a he whole had, like he had the bottle. Degree.
He was like, "Yo, he knew the dosage." No, he didn't know the dosage. Like, come on, that's crazy.
I'm just saying. I don't know, y'all. It's just I feel like
that is wild crazy.
Oh, sorry. I just feel like
So I'm just saying, all drug dealers know, step your game up. Now y'all can go on your Facebook Live and just let them know the prices, and nothing can happen to you.
Because y'all don't listen to him.
Now you can bring that up in court. You can bring it up in court and show the same video and say, how come he can do it?
Each state is different. Don't listen to him.
Don't listen to that nonsense.
Don't listen to him. That man is not out here selling drugs. Stop it.
Just listen to me, man, all right? Right. I'm a lawyer.
But what if it's your mother's pills? Like what if? Well, he said it was aftermarket.
It don't matter. You cannot sell people.
You can't sell
regular.
I'm just listen. I know I sound crazy, but the man was on live TV, so it got to be somewhere along the line. It's a loophole that he can actually sell drugs
His skin was a loophole.
Okay, all right. Well,
that's all the loophole was his skin.
All right.
I thought that was just crazy.
You like that story there, sweetie?
White people would just get on TV and say, I sold her drugs. She almost died, but I cared about her, and she knew what she was doing, and she's grown.
But then didn't they say that about Prince, too? That he had, like, fake pills, too?
Oh, there's a video of the guy going to fill the prescription for Prince.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And the doctor that filled the prescription, well, the pharmacist that filled the prescription said that they weren't real. Like, they were like aftermarket.
Yeah. So I guess maybe you're right. Maybe it is legal.
I'm just in some states, so you never know. I don't know.
Must be legal.
Just got to find somebody that's willing to do it. These famous people, they got somebody to do something. Like, I know a guy. They got a guy. There's always a guy for everything.
Always some guy that got everything. Yeah, I got a guy to do this. I got a guy to do
you
that.
You think Beyonce goes to pick up her own yeast infection medicine?
Wow.
Yeah. I know she don't.
Okay.
Where did this go?
All right.
Where did this go?
Them tights, them shorts be real tight.
So you saying? Jay-Z coming up with a lot of dough on his face?
Listen, don't he look like he's a Pillsbury Doughboy? I'm just saying,
foaming from the mouth.
Listen.
Went left 3D already. Lord have mercy. It's whatever Wednesday.
Monistat. That's the thing. That's what it's called. You think Beyonce go pick up her own Monistat?
Well, somebody put that on your line. Somebody knew that whole name.
Listen, things happen.
And I bet you was a dude too that put that
in. Exactly. Probably,
yeah, I bought my girl some Monistat
last week. He bought it for his mouth. Because you knew the whole name, probably spelt it right. Didn't even need a dictionary.
Yeah, absolutely did spell it right. My nigga said Monistat 1.
See?
Oh, that's the 1 day joint because they got a 7, a 3, and a 1.
See?
Wow.
The 1 is like, I need this shit going right now.
So disgusting.
The one is more expensive. Shut up, miss. I'm on live.me, y'all. Y'all can follow whatever Wednesday on live.me. And y'all can see my titties because I ain't got no hair.
But you blocking your camera so nobody can't see your titties.
I'm on live.me. I don't care about what's going on over there.
Wow. So now whatever Wednesday Facebook.
I don't
Facebook?
Even know what I can see. No one can tell. Who's on whatever Wednesday Facebook? You?
We all are.
No, on your phone. Let me see.
Oh, my God.
Pull it up so I can see what my
angle is. Are we not doing this show
right now? Yeah. Y'all would catch it on the podcast.
Let's just stop talking. Somebody pull it up.
I'm sorry.
So Slim.
Yeah, you can stop.
Yeah, just stop the whole show.
I'm sorry. We're going
to take a break, guys.
I had a little sip. I tipped my elbow before the show.
Okay. All right, so we're just going to keep you over there in the court. Anyways, let me get right into this, because your boy is bugging out right now. So what's up with your man 6ix9ine, bro? He mad because Ludacris said something on Wildin' Out. Wildin' Out is a joke. It's a joke show.
But 6ix9ine is a joke as well. He doesn't understand what a joke is.
Let me give a background what's going on. The guy dressed up as 6ix9ine on the Wildin' Out show, and he was like, who would you sign first to your label, me or Nick Cannon?
Ludacris said Nick Cannon
because 6ix9ine not going to be here that long.
Okay, what's
and
the
then
problem?
6ix9ine got mad and he started going off and, oh, you don't got no more fans. Does 6ix9ine know how much money Ludacris make? And the Fast and the Furious, you know how much money he makes off of Fast and the Furious alone? Does he know about Ludacris chicken and beer, son? Yo, you're so disrespectful, fam.
He was trying to get on Luda for that Justin Bieber song. But that was like the hottest song in the whole entire world.
That's what I'm saying. Ludacris making
hot still
trucks.
Making money
I
off of
been
that,
like, when
that
I
song.
Was 13, I found my first love. I would have been on it too. Like,
Ludacris makes some fire Like, anyway, because he didn't make rap like everybody else.
Nope.
He made different raps. Like Move Bitch, Get Out the Way was a whole different kind of song. When you saw a chick in the club and she was ugly and she was like, hey, you want to buy me a drink? Move, bitch. Bam. Out my way. You know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful thing.
Holes in different area codes.
Oh, holes in different area codes.
Holes. Yeah, that was there. That was
I'm good. Telling you. Saturday, remember that?
Yeah.
On a Saturday. Ooh, ooh. Yo.
Stand up.
6ix9ine, stay in your place. Come on, man. Stay in your place. You not even, because what? You 9 for 9 on a Billboard chart? It's a different era. When Luda came out, it wasn't no Instagram.
Nope.
There was no Facebook.
Nope.
And he still made all that money. Didn't need to be out there doing dumb shit on Instagram and Facebook.
But Luda's still making money.
And still making money. Fast and Furious makes so much. He don't understand how much money that man make off that movie.
It's a jokey show, so 6ix9ine's supposed to know better, but
exactly.
He's supposed to know that it was a joke, but I think in real life that would not have been Luda's response. Like, 6ix9ine is definitely a better rapper than Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So like, if it was an actual honest question, I don't think that would have been the result. But it's a jokey show, and it's for TV. So he gave the TV answer. Why 6ix9ine is so mad? Because he's a joke too, and don't even know it. But and what Luda said didn't have nothing to do with him being a rapper.
Exactly.
It's about his life. Like, I don't think he's gonna be around too much longer. Cause you keep trolling, keep playing with people.
Yeah.
Stop playing with people.
And when that guy died, he said he wasn't gonna do it no more.
Yeah. And he keeps saying SMD.
But
yeah.
That was nonsense. Though.
He keeps saying SMD. You as a man, you cannot continuously invite another man to suck your penis. You can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he's still around, because back in my day, he would have said it one time and one time only.
No, they hit in the pool with guys in his underwear. I'm
like, and they lifting him up on his neck.
Yeah.
You got your dick on his neck.
Exactly.
And are you kidding me?
That is like the most disgusting thing I've seen in my life.
Nope.
Oh, man. But 6ix9ine, you messing with the wrong one.
He be messing with a lot of wrong ones.
That is the wrong person to mess with.
A hard head make a soft ass. He be all right.
Anyways, it's whatever Wednesday, each and every Wednesday. We'll be back with the late news after this track. Call us up, 929-227-4646. Eddie Slim, 3D Movements, we here.
Go get the strap. Go get the strap. Go get the strap. Go get the strap. Nigga, go get the strap. Fuck that. Niggas out here active blood. What's crackin'? You never catch us lacking blood. Stupid. You think we ain't packing blood? What's wrong with you? I don't like the way you acting blood. Get up off. Get the grip. Find the op. Give him the whole clip. That's his call. Pulling up. Shoot up the whole whip. That's his man. Hit him too. That nigga down with him. Check his gram. See who else be hanging around with him. He can get it.
Uh-huh.
Him too. Nigga, go get the strap. Load it up. Spin the block. I know where them niggas at.
Where
they at? Who they with? Them niggas getting smoked. Line them up. They ain't hard to find. All them niggas broke.
Stupid.
Old dog. Nino Brown. Michael Jordan what? Be like Mike. Yeah, right. I wanted to be like Tuck. Big Cuban. Flooded Rollie. I see your eye in it. Get your clap. If I think you're thinking about trying it.
ISO boom. Rust up. All y'all niggas suck my dick. Matter of fact, suck my dick with your mother's lips.
Stupid.
Ah, niggas running out their mouth. Y'all dead ass like I'm gonna put you in your fucking mouth. Matter of fact, I'ma smack fire out you, boy. Are you dumb? I'ma beat the brakes off you, boy. Do some gas what I smoke, nigga.
Bang, bang.
Nah, on this dick your mother choke, nigga.
Go get the strap. Go get the strap. Go get the strap. Go get the strap. Nigga, go get the strap.
Man, fuck that. My niggas bought that action, blood. Catch what, babe? My niggas got that strap and blood. My niggas get to clapping, blood. What's wrong with you? I don't like how you acting, blood.
Get up off.
I am not gang gang. I do not gang bang. But play me like I'm pussy, I will pull up and bang bang. Niggas get knocked out, just say they gon' pop out. Hop out, ooh, wop out, and hit the whole block out. Blow the whole stock out, and not about what I'm about. I'm a one-man band, I bring the drum out and dump it. Bend your block, 1 o'clock, blowin' the trumpet. I'm with the shits, my niggas still hit the licks. I'm stupid rich, still doing some stupid shit. You niggas know the vibes, scared to come outside. That's the third time you been got. Second time you been shot. Your man just ain't your man. Saw his first and fucking ran. We on a different type of time. You on some different shit. Now nigga, don't you play with me. Play with a bitch. I ain't ran into a problem that I can't fix. Hit your ass upside the head with a full speed.
Yeah, yeah, go get the strap. Yeah, yeah, go get the strap. Yeah, yeah, go get the strap. Go get the strap. Nigga, go get the strap. Yeah, yeah, go get the strap. Go get the strap.
I see you got a tan from the island, skin look golden, spice it up on them. I see you been heating up the IG, look swollen, ice you up on them. I see you know how to hit them angles, pose you been holding, price went up on them. It's time to let them see you a bad b-, see you a rude girl, nice for what to them. The remix, you wear a trophy B, you with the winning team, you never with a loser, unless it's in a stream. You got a glow with you, you got an inner beam, you make the ops want you, even a printer scheme. Them wanna kiss the trophy too, but a real winning been overdue. They been trying to shoot they shot, they like 0 for 2, and I'm KD for 3, doing over you.
It's Whatever Wednesday, each and every Wednesday from 12 to 3 p.m. Follow us on that Facebook, that Instagram, that Twitter. Download the app. Catch us on that TuneIn app. Catch us on our website. Catch that podcast. We everywhere.
Yep.
My Like I said, Labor Day, Monday.
We are.
Who's calling me right now? Son, I'm doing a show, fam. Stop calling me. I'm doing a show.
Tell them to call the station.
Answer the phone. Tell
them to call the station.
Oh, my God. I think I broke it.
Uh-oh.
Hey, y'all. You know when I grabbed the mic, rock the mic, right?
Anyways. Labor Day, Monday. Catch us East 73rd
Avenue. Why does everything
in
here fall apart? I just can't deal.
Okay. You're just too rough. That's all. You're too rough.
Really, don't entertain him, please.
Wow.
Thank you. Look, it's too heavy now. Wait, what? Okay.
That's what she said.
You did get some.
Anyways.
You was Dirty Diana. You broke the headboard. Tiggs got some cootie. You got some cootie, Kit? All right, I think I'm good now.
Like I was saying, it's Wednesday. Shout out to Hood Celebrity. She's been getting a lot of backlash on Instagram.
That's my friend. She follows me on Instagram.
Hood Celebrity follows you?
Yeah, she does.
What?
Not sure why.
Want to eat your cootie cat?
Maybe she sold them today. I don't know. But hey, girl.
Yeah, she's been getting a lot of backlash for her different, you know, beliefs and sayings. She's saying.
Views.
Yeah, her views is, you know, if she sleep with your man, it's okay. Just let your man go and come sleep with me. She'll send him back home to you. And a lot of girls don't like what she's saying.
Why not? But that's what happens. That's what's going on in the real world. Either you admit it or you ignore it. But that's what's really happening.
Wow. So they don't like that. So they've been getting on her Instagram going after her. I don't see why. It's
she's gay. Why they mad?
Exactly. When it's her Instagram, she said so what she wanted to say.
She
like,
what she
wanted
to say.
Exactly.
Unless you need unless mad at your man.
Exactly. Unless it's your man she's talking about, I don't understand why you're getting mad. People take things too seriously.
Guilty
nowadays.
Conscience.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you just mad because you's looking dumb because your man is over there licking her cootie cat and then coming home and kissing you in the mouth. And you accepted him back in. Just like, you know, have to call her up, you know, on some Shirley the Barber type shit, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, listen, that's my man from his hair follicle to his toenails. That's mine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's what's up. I'm sending him home at 10 o'clock. We almost done. Get off my phone, Shirley. You know what I mean? And I'll see you next week. That's what the fuck. I don't want your man. I don't want him. I send him back home. I don't want him.
You just want peace in
it. I don't want your man.
No, so you just want peace.
I don't want peace of him either. I mean, if he coming over here, right. If he he's coming over here. I'm not asking for that man to come over here. That man is coming over here on his own. That's your problem. That's not a my problem. That's a you problem. Exactly. Don't call my phone, Shirley. It's 2018. My phone do a lot of things, Shirley. You don't want to know what my phone could do. Don't call my phone, Shirley. I'll mess around and send you a video.
And hurt your feelings even more.
You understand? Leave me alone. Talk to your man when he get home. He should be there in about 5 minutes. He left 20 minutes ago.
I put him in the Uber.
With your card. Because yeah, I got your number. Got your card number, girl.
Took it out while he was sleeping.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, took a picture of the front and the back. What happened? So don't be mad. Hood Celebrity, you do your thing, girl.
Yeah.
If they going to come and munch your carpet, let the munchers send them back about their business. What happened?
Exactly.
You gay anyway. You don't want that man. Maybe you want the wife.
Probably.
Why not?
I believe she's gay.
She's cute. I think she's bisexual. I don't think she's like all the way lesbian.
She's not there yet.
I don't know what that means. Because right. The ABC FYG people is not going to come and get me. I don't know. I don't know what all the way there not means.
I mean, like, maybe she's
I think she likes both. I think she likes boys and okay. She likes girls. Maybe she's attracted to girls, but, like, you know, had to date boys before. You know, when you Caribbean, you just can't come out and be gay.
Definitely cannot.
You know what I'm saying? So,
well, you know what? The new Caribbean now is it's a different Caribbean.
I don't know
it's
about that new Caribbean.
Definitely different. They had a whole gay parade, a couple of years ago?
Yep.
It's different now. They
all right, well, to each his own. I'm glad everyone can be free. The LGBTQRSWXYZ people, I love all of you. I don't have no problems with y'all. I was talking to a transgendered ladyboy lesbian today. I don't even know what that means, but hey. I want to know what bathroom that is. No, don't. Because bathrooms are unisex now, right? All of them?
Not all of them. Some places.
Some places. Though.
Some places.
Okay, well, feel free to go wherever you want to go. I'm good. No. I like gay people. Anyway, back to the celebrity. I think that, you know, she might be a little bit of both. But it doesn't matter if she's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. That's her business. Let her do what she want to do. Y'all can't be getting on people's page because they saying what they want to say on their page. Like, that's her outlet. She can say what she wants to say on her outlet.
If you don't like it,
unfollow her.
Unfollow her. Turn it off.
You still stalking her. You going to her page on purpose.
You know people are always going to hate.
Listen.
When you reach the top. You know what I'm saying? Because she's getting there. And she got an album coming out soon. Which is
great. Yeah, I'm glad for that album coming out. Shout out to you, girl. Because Lord knows we walking trophy out. Damn.
You know, Spice never going to see an album.
No.
She's not. Why you think so? Huh? Why you say that?
If she stays on VP, she's not going to see an album.
She's been on VP for years and they have not dropped one album for her.
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
It means you've been.
Maybe she'll leave VP. Is that the record label?
Yeah, that's the record label. You know VP Records.
VP
all the
Records.
All the reggae.
So why she don't have an album? I don't know.
That's what usually Jamaican art. That's what usually Jamaican producers do.
Talk to Chris Chin.
Dang! Who got the tease today?
I don't know.
Who got the tease today?
Y'all is name dropping exactly. And all kinds
who
of stuff today. I don't
today.
Know.
Talk
man.
To who? 3D. I didn't hear that. Talk Chris who we Chin. Talking to? Wow.
All right, well, I would like for Spice to be great, too, but I don't like her attitude. I watched her on that show, and at first I thought she was too good for that show, and then she was just, like, a whole hot mess. So, and her music is not that great, either. So, good for her.
Okay.
Hey.
You like that beat, right? That's Nicki Minaj. You shouldn't be dancing.
No, that's not Nicki Minaj. That's Biggie. That's not Nicki Minaj.
That's Nicki Minaj.
That's not Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
Fuck that bitch. That's not Nicki Minaj.
She's the Harriet Tubman of, you know?
That's not Nicki Minaj. That's Biggie right there.
That's the Harriet Tubman of.
That's Kim right there.
Of rap. Harriet Tubman of rap.
That's 1994 right there. That ain't no Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, they came out 94.
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing wrong. I didn't say nothing
that
wrong.
That ain't no Nicki right there.
Yeah, you can play Dreams today, too.
Play Dreams
that's
today?
Biggie right
nah,
there.
I don't know. I hear something going off. It's right on time.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
That thing is like clockwork.
Clockwork.
Well, it's a clock. The hell? My watch goes off at 39 minutes after the hour, y'all. Y'all know that by now. It's been a year. Y'all supposed to know that by now.
Anyways, this story I found very interesting. A woman in North Carolina helped her man kill his ex.
What?
They killed the girl, chopped her up, tried to get rid of the body in acid. It wouldn't work. Then they took it down to the waters and tried to feed it to the alligators.
Okay.
So,
if you don't want me, then don't talk to me. The famous words of Fantasia, you don't have to kill me. Chop me up, set me on fire, put me in acid, and then feed me to an alligator. You don't have to do all of that.
But just can I get a round of applause for his girlfriend? Because
that's a ride or die.
She's
right
a ride or die. Exactly. I would love to be in the room for that conversation. Yo, my ex getting on my nerve, girl.
This is what we're going to do.
This is what we're going to do.
We're going to chop her up.
Uh-huh.
We're going to burn her with acid.
Uh-huh.
Then feed her to the alligators.
Feed her to the alligators.
That's the plan. You down?
They're so dumb. Why didn't they just take the body to the alligators off the rip?
Thank you.
When the blood was still
after
warm.
They chopped it up. You know, you watch movies. They think, oh, you put it in the acid, it disappears like in the movies, but it doesn't.
No,
different
it doesn't.
Acid, different acidic melts different things. So, you know, they probably never went to school.
Even Bonnie and Clyde wasn't that bad.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. But that is crazy. Like, she is really ride or die. To chop her body up, and that's his ex. It's not like it's somebody I had beef with. That's his ex. I had nothing to do with you.
Ride or die.
Maybe she wanted all his money and, like, had his baby or something like that. And the girl was like, oh, she got to go.
Like that?
Yeah, I'm saying. Shirley called Barbara and, you know, maybe Barbara wasn't with the shit. So, I guess she got to go. Sometimes you got to take a bitch out.
Like that?
I guess.
See the alligators, too?
That's crazy.
What race were they?
Do I have to even know?
No, you don't. You okay. Don't. So, you know, we don't do that. We move on.
Oh,
like,
we're going to play Guess the Race? All right. Let me see if I can find their names. Her name? Yeah. Oh, one name is...
Do we have an... Is the girl named N with an Isha?
The girl he killed name is Ackerson.
Ackerson?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
One name is Smith.
Alrighty.
Smith is a white name. It doesn't matter. Smith is a Caucasian name that we adapted because they owned us.
The other one name is Hayes.
Yeah, okay. So they're Caucasian. And that's what Caucasian people do. Oh, do you watch Snap or have you ever watched Snap? It's very rarely African Americans on that show. Because Caucasians think of the craziest things to
that
do to
each
other.
That is the craziest thing to do. Because to sit there and chop up a body is a lot of work.
I have a hard time cutting up a whole chicken. You
that's
think I'm going to cut
I'm
up
saying.
A whole person?
A whole person.
Then to sit there and put, then after that put it in acid.
So what do you do? Like you got to find the joints and you know where to cut? Do you Google it? Is it on YouTube?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it a crime to search that? Like if I search it, if it's in my search engine,
it's not a crime until you commit the crime.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Call us up 929-227-4646. Let us know how you chop somebody
right
up. Let me know how you chop somebody
right?
up. Call us up
these
right
are
now.
Joints, so you will cut at the joint.
Well, Southside Bank Rikers.
You can tell Tiggs because I don't want to know.
Southside Bank Rikers right now on that check in. Call me up right now 929-227-4646.
Shout out his people.
4646.
He's like, hey, roommates. Shout out my roommates. It's all good.
Wait. Let me read this part. Agerson's body was cut up with a power saw, put in coolers, and then driven in a rented U-Haul to her sister's house in Richmond, Texas. Beautiful.
What the
See, goodness this is what I'm saying.
Gracious, round of applause.
White,
Lord
black
of mercy.
People, listen, black people don't even have a saw.
But we have no time to do all of this for
That's too much work.
That's too
real.
Much work.
That is too
That's
much
too much
work.
That's
why I said she's ride or die. She need the award for the ride or die girl for the year. I'm
what
sorry.
If it was her idea? Like, you looking at her like, damn, that might work. I love you, girl. Mm-hmm. Damn, I love you, girl. That just might work.
Set it. Yo, that's...
Nah, but...
I was like, damn, the ass is not working. What are we going to do?
Oh, I got it.
Alligator.
I wouldn't even think about no alligators.
Alligators.
Dude, I wasn't thinking of no power saw and no accident. Come on.
Black people don't own power saws.
They don't?
No.
Wow.
We don't own power saws.
Well, let me get this news out.
Oh, here we go.
This is specifically for Slim. Let me turn it down.
Uh-oh.
In Myrtle Beach, you can now get fined $500.
Mm-hmm.
$500 whole.
Uh-huh.
Or get put in jail.
Jail.
For cursing on the beach.
What?
Let's go.
For saying
Myrtle
that
Beach,
words.
South Carolina got a law that you can get charged $500 or go to jail.
Okay, Sim, you
for
can't
cursing.
Go there.
30 days to be exact.
Man,
30 days.
Fuck that shit. Y'all
Do
know,
oh, wait a minute. We need the police here.
We need the police right now.
We ain't in Myrtle Beach. The last time I was in Myrtle Beach, Hurricane Charlie was coming.
Wait. Before we start this story, is it PG-13?
No.
Okay, then.
I would have went to jail. If that law was implemented, me and my whole family would have been in jail.
Wow.
It was in this decade, though, right?
Ooh, 3D with the fire!
But wait, this decade would be what? 2010 to 2020?
Oh, my God!
It might not have been. It might not, no.
You woke up today. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Drop another bomb for you. You took my whole spot.
So, if y'all, listen, if it's your first time listening, you are very confused. But if you are one of our A1 Day Ones, then you know what just happened.
Yeah, that was a joke.
So, I'm not even going to say nothing. Oh. I'm going to let 3D have that. He earned it. He deserved it. And I'm going to sit here and just mind my business.
But back to the story.
So I had to do the math.
It wouldn't be this decade. I had to add, subtract, and divide by a couple.
They had beaches in your town?
He drops his own bombs, though. I just want y'all to know that.
Whatever Wednesday, call us up. 927-4646. I know they have beaches sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Back in the days, they used to go in the backyard and get the garbage bag and just put it in like a.
Oh, well, I don't know. You told me your age right now, too, because I don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, you would definitely get fined, spend a whole lot of money.
Yep.
To go on Myrtle Beach. Cause that's crazy.
Why? Because I cuss?
Like a sailor.
It's hereditary. I can't. I got it from my parents. You know, I just, you know.
Like a sailor.
Listen, I can't help it. Okay. Not sorry. Next.
Why?
That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm you like this track, huh? Yeah. You gonna spit on this?
Why, you don't like it?
I mean.
She wondered if you're going to do a hot 16, man.
Yeah, he about to get it. What you got?
I got something for you. Here you go. Better?
Oh no. No.
Cause she
no, 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 no.
See her feelings right now. I put that on especially for her. All right.
I got a friend named Kiki. I should do this dance. I know it's old, but I still don't know how to do it.
You still don't know how to do a dance? Mm. Why not? Shiggy been doing that dance all over the world.
Yep, they was just on stage last night. Shiggy and Drake. So is Shiggy going to get some money? Like, is he on that new TV show with Just Hilarious on Channel 5?
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know.
That one on.
I know you're supposed to come out with a show with Major Hype on BET.
When that's also supposed to drop?
I have no idea.
October.
Okay.
Only because I'm always in the subway and it's on the wall.
Oh, okay.
It's not something I normally know off the top of my head.
Question, did y'all see that video with the girl standing on the baby carriage to see the concert?
Yes, I saw that.
To see the what? The concert?
Concert. Yeah.
Who baby?
Her baby.
Where was the baby?
In the carriage.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
She was standing on the baby carriage. I guess she couldn't see over the people.
Yep.
And the guy's videotaping like, who moms is this?
And
the baby's right there, and she's standing on top over the baby to watch the concert. And she's dancing on top of the baby.
She was right next to the speakers.
Yeah,
doing this
right next to.
The speakers. Oh my god!
If you haven't seen that video, check it out. It'll be up later on whatever Wednesday Instagram. It's the greatest video ever. But yeah, the ACS. What is it? ACS.
Yeah.
They take away people's kids for nothing.
Nothing. This.
Why are you bringing your kid to a
concert? What race was she?
Let's play it again. What race do you think she was?
I think she was Caucasian.
Definitely wrong.
I was wrong. Yeah, black people do shit. Okay. ACS, go ahead and knock on her door.
Wow.
Come and knock on her door.
They're going to find out who she is. Trust me, they are.
Of course. Her baby father is on the phone with them right now.
He probably was filming that.
Yeah. I'm going to show this shit right to the judge.
Get no one take my money.
Take my goddamn child's money.
Check how much money I go home
with. Here with that baby.
10%. I ain't even sure that baby's mine.
She's supposed to get school supplies. That's how guys think. And then when the judge calls, you want the baby? No.
Nope.
I don't want that baby.
Wait, that's how all guys think?
No. I ain't say all guys. Oh, okay. I wouldn't know about all guys.
Okay. This came out weird. Anyway, this is what I want to say. East every Wednesday from 12 to 3 p.m. Robin Leach died.
Oh, Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous, yeah, Robin Leach.
Yeah, because it's just crazy. Because I was listening last week that he came to New York, and I didn't know he just died.
Where
he died from, though? Did they even say?
I think he had cancer.
Oh, he just kept it on the low.
Yeah, but he was hospitalized in Las Vegas for a couple of months. He had been there from like December to May or June, something like that. So, you know, kind of like the Joe Biden situation where, you know, age plays a factor in the medical recovery. Mm-hmm. And they just decided to stop taking meds. You know, let them die peacefully.
The last thing I seen him do was on that show with 2 Chainz. You watch that show? With 2 Chainz just try out all these expensive stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the dumbest show in the world. He like eat gold chicken wings. You ever seen Eddie?
No.
He eat gold chicken wings. He drink.
Dude, I saw 5 minutes of it and I turned it off, man. I thought it was the stupidest thing.
Yeah, like why people make stuff like that? Like gold flakes on donuts to eat it. Why are you eating gold?
Because they have so much money that there's nothing else to do.
But isn't there a drink that have gold flakes in the drink?
Yeah.
Gold Schlagel. I used to drink it.
It's whatever Wednesday. Eat every Wednesday.
Lord knows I was ready to rumble.
2 p.m. Call us up 929.
Shout out to the engineer.
Yes, engineer.
Oh my God, we'll be back after this.
Man used to hungry every tick of the clock. Who do find food fi put in a pot? In a the streets every day me a chip and a chop. Some a send me na bus, some a flip and a flap. Me did a brief, fi bust them head with me Glock. Grizzly beer say a bad energy that. Nowadays me just sit at the top. Shame every dirty mouth where did a chat. Swear to God I'm winning. Now the hills I'm chilling. Strong like me and feet and spinach. Me name global like Guinness. Not nice, man a star, man a super. Man a star, man a super. You can't ask grandma about me, man a star from day one. Man a star, man a super. In all the place I live, none of my killy them to burn no bridge. Some again I give, tip up round a Benz and go spend some mail. Not change my style.
Big fat matic, feel a spray them, yai. Can't be see killing them, we not play that guy. And only until the day I die. Anybody say me say low, tell me show them boy. Them know me great, can me show them why. If them can't see that, then me know them blind. And only are the golden child, chosen child. Man a star, man a super. Man a star, man a super. You can't ask Muslim about me. Man a star from day one, yeah. Man a star, man a super. To me, there ain't no challenger. No matter them age, pan the calendar. Them artists are rate me so much when them go at them yard and me song them I remember. Hoy, man down the pan me agenda. And Mooli a shot like a derringer. Hoy, bust them head like a cylinder. Then fuck them girl from my veranda. Why yo? Straight to God I'm winning. In the hills I'm chilling. Strong like me a feet pan spinach. Me name global like Guinness. Not nice. Man a star, man a star. Man a super. Man a star, man a super. You can't ask Muslim about me. Man a star from day one, yeah. Man a star, man a super.
Classic. I'm looking for a nigga to give some babies. A handful of Weezy, sprinkle of Dave East. Man, I ain't got no type like Jimmy and Sway Lee. But if he can't fuck three times a night,
peace.
I tried to fuck 50 for a powerful hour. But all I wanna do is talk power for hours. We beat the poopy up, make sure it's a KO. Step your banks up like you moving that yayo. Somebody go and make sure Carucci okay though. She think I'm trying to get Rita Quavo. They always want to beat it up, goon up the man, maybe I should let them auto-tune up the all these Bow Wow challenges, lying and many Fetty Wap, stay eyeing my Drake worth 100 million, always buying me but I don't know if the better if he crying and Meek still be in my DMs, I be having to duck him.
I used to pray for times like this.
Faith helps when I fuck him. Man, Uzi is my baby, he ain't taking the L. But he took it literally when I said go to hell. Used to fuck with Young Thug, I ain't addressing the shit. Caught him in my dressing room, still in dresses and shit. I used to kid this nigga with a lisp, testers and shit. How you want the poop? You can't say your S's and shit.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing. On special ed, shout out designer cause he made it out of special ed. You wanna fuck me, you gotta get some special head, cause this poop, we had these noobs on some special meds, like Mike Tyson, he was biting my shit, talking about yo, why you got these noobs fighting this shit, wanna real, I should make these noobs rap for the poop, young and main lady luck, get the strap for this poop, And I would've had Odell Beckham banging the cake. Till I saw him hopping out of cars, dancing to Drake. I've been a five-star big man, word to Gotti. I'ma do that future dirty, word to Scotty. Had to cancel DJ Khaled, boy, we ain't speaking. Ain't no fat nigga telling me what he ain't eating. YG in the game with the hammer yelling gang gang. This ain't what I meant when I said a gang bang. Tekashi won the Minaj, I said Treyway. Curved him and went the Kim and Kanye way. Captain Barbie dream house, then you can play the part. I ain't trying to bust it open in the trailer park.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing.
The best nigga, the realest nigga, the illest nigga, and I wanted to apologize to my nigga worldwide to let him know that, you know what I mean? That nigga put his life in my hands, and I'm gonna keep it real with that nigga. We gonna do this shit till the day we die. This is why I'm Slim B for dick and the fuck you. You heard me?
Yes.
Yep.
Whatever Wednesdays. That was a clip of Birdman apologizing to Lil Wayne.
Did you believe him?
Did that sound like an apology?
Yeah, he said, fuck you, you heard?
Okay.
That's the greatest apology in the world right there.
Okay.
You know,
okay. I guess.
No, he said he knew this day was going to come. I guess it finally came and he apologized to him. And he said,
but really, I didn't hear him really apologize, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was asking. Did you hear an apology? Like, I'm sorry that I didn't pay you all of that money I owe you. And I dragged you and I stopped you from making music. Did you hear that?
Nah, didn't hear that.
Okay,
hear
so
that.
Then, I mean, don't bump me and say I'm sorry. Like,
he's just
that's,
trying to
no.
jump back on his bandwagon.
That's all that was.
Money. Yeah, that's all that was. Be his friend to get that money. So, cause he,
but he still owes him all that money still.
Nah.
He paid him?
No, remember they made Universal or whatever company he was with has to pay him, not Birdman. They made the company pay Lil Wayne. Bless you, brother.
Bless you.
There's a ghost in here.
Exactly. Bless you, brother. He must have smelt the bull.
Exactly.
Tell you, man.
It's just a little crazy to me that, you know, you could just get on stage and after all that you've done to me and think that I'm going to accept that. I don't give a damn if he would have fell to the floor and kissed my feet. I wasn't accepting that.
But I think Weezy did accept it because
he did.
Yeah, in another clip, he was saying some other garbage. You know how he always on the stage when he get his syrup in his body. Just talking all kinds
he
of
accepted
nonsense.
It, but again, yeah. how when someone has done you so wrong,
dirty, exactly,
how
held you from not making music for so
you
long?
You went from being like my dad to my worst enemy. How could you do
from
that?
My dad to my boyfriend to my worst enemy.
You know, hey, well, you know, you fill in the blank. I'm just saying, how? How could you do that to me?
So what?
And
so
Lil Wayne wrote most of everybody's tracks.
So
on
that
Cash
album's
Money.
Finally gonna come out. Then that's what you.
That's what
me?
He said. He said it
came
on stage.
Out already.
It did?
It
yeah.
Did?
What is it? The Carter Five?
Yeah.
It came out already. It came out a long time ago.
Tell your bootleg man hooked me up.
Yeah, because I didn't even know it came out.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
It came out a long time ago.
yeah, bootleg
whenever
man
they
ready.
Made that judgment for him to get his money and they started making up, he was allowed to release the album and he did, but there was like no publicity and the songs are all old.
Oh.
Like this is music that he recorded years ago.
Yes, yeah.
So now it doesn't have anything to do with the now. You know, you listen to it and you're like, okay, this might have been popping 6-7 years ago, but like right now, what the hell is this? Oh, I sounded like Nicki just now. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's nice when I don't gotta say nothing.
Yep.
I'll just stay to myself.
But the rant's gonna start again.
I can check myself when I know I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And that was just crazy just now. Oh, don't I wanna be sound like Nicki? Shout out to Cardi B. Cardi B will be headlining the iHeartRadio tour next month.
Somebody on that payroll.
But if y'all want me on that payroll, please be sure to contact me at eddieslam@gmail.com. I need to know where I can pick up my check. You can cash at me, like whatever, however that works. I'll be okay with that. But yes, Cardi B is the headliner. There are going to be some other people there. That guy who makes the song that sounds like the XXXTentacion song.
Oh, Juice WRLD.
Yeah, he gonna be there.
I like that song. I'm definitely gonna put that song on. I like that song, man.
Why you like that song?
It's just
that song is kind of depressing. You don't think so?
It is depressing, but it's deep to me right now. So
why? Because you're not getting a butt? I thought he did too. So why he like that?
Nah, I don't know where y'all getting this rumors from. Let me show my eggs. Who they used to call? The telegrapher?
What is a telegrapher?
Fire the telegrapher.
Is telegrapher a word?
Is it telegrapher? What he used to call it? Like telegram? When he used to sell a telegram?
The
is it
telegram?
The telegram. Okay. Who used to bring the telegram? What did he used to call it?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Okay, all
right. I'm saying you always calling me old, and what are you talking about right now?
I thought you would know. I know why. Because you got to get the horse and carriage to post office.
Wow.
Okay, what decade was this?
That was the Pony Express.
What decade was this?
The Pony Express.
See, no.
Sip on your drink. There you go. Sip on them drinks.
He is so disrespectful. I almost choked. Shout out to all 91 of my viewers.
Oh, wow. Okay, you're popping today. Okay.
I got 91 people watching my bullheaded ass talk to y'all.
No, they watching your chest.
They watching your
chest. Exactly. Look at all the stars.
Yeah,
and
they watching your chest. They ain't watching your views. But anyways, since he's in such a good mood,
I'm in a good mood.
Let's keep the mood going. Let me turn this down.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Safari just got signed for a sex toy. You know what I'm saying?
They're taking a friend. You know I'm gonna be in there. I just feel like, shout out to Nicki Minaj for making that happen. Because if you didn't drag him 2 weeks ago,
yeah, nobody would be
looking at him.
Yeah, because he's gonna, they even offered him a book deal.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. He wouldn't be getting no shine right now. So you did that. That's why he said, thanks, baby girl.
Yeah, that is crazy.
So and all he humble. He said,
all you ladies who wanted to cheat on your man with Safari, the time is now.
Oh, yes.
The time is definitely now. So, guys, when you come home and your girl says she's tired and she don't want none, best believe Safari was in
okay,
bed.
But can I ask y'all a question? Like, will y'all feel a way if you know your woman was dealing with Safari before you got in from work? Like,
oh, definitely. Most definitely.
Why?
Because according to the pictures, they said Safari's like an elephant, right?
Yeah, definitely an elephant.
So now why am I jumping into the swimming pool? I don't got, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
But what if her snapback is good?
Definitely,
you know,
not that fast.
Listen, a hot bath.
A hot bath. Ain't
maybe
gonna do that.
Apple cider vinegar.
Cause not all that pain from the stretch.
Listen, pain is
she
pleasure.
She
might
be
not
knocked
even
out,
realize it.
Knocked out. Safari lying next to her. You're like,
what the fuck is this?
I'll be like the greatest commercial. He's hiring me to make his commercial for him. I'll be the greatest commercial for that. Just to sell that toy. The greatest. Come home, you just hear snoring. Snoring. Like, you ain't never snore for me like that. Never even heard them noise before.
She's drooling and all that.
Exactly.
You know, I'm kind of sleep there, boy. You're drooling.
Never even heard that before in my life. Lord Jesus. And she's just hiding them under covers.
Yeah, just
hiding them under covers. Yeah, that'd be a great commercial. But yeah, Safari getting this thing because of Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they planned that. You think they planned that?
I don't think, no.
No.
Safari's a very sensitive guy. He's very emotional. And no, his feelings were hurt. Like, she drags him. She really drags him.
Okay.
And maybe it was warranted. I don't know if it was warranted, but maybe not now. You know what I mean? Like, everything she said, you should have said that 5 years ago. We don't care anymore.
Yeah.
But she brought him back up, so.
Yeah.
Here
did.
He go, and now he's doing better. So keep giving him those coins.
Better. Yeah, that's
keep getting him those coins.
She can drag me, too.
Listen, I cuss them barbs out every day. Bitch, find me SlimCenter_ on Instagram. Drag me. Make me famous. I'm with the shits.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Just don't take a picture of my oxtail. My hair is growing.
It is?
Yeah, I'm not.
Is it a miracle girl?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's on avocados.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you.
It's on my avocados. I'll be honest.
Oh, so since you stopped eating, it stopped growing.
No, it was growing from when I started eating them.
No, but I'm saying since you stopped eating them, it stopped growing?
Yeah.
So you're going to be bald headed for the winter.
Right.
And then when the avocados come back, you grow back.
It's going to grow back, right.
Half
an
inch.
Right. Right. That's why for the winter, I got to braid my hair because I ain't got much. I just got the oxtail.
Oh, anybody want to braid Eddie Slim hair for free?
Yes, for free. I need that. Free,
call
for free.
929-227-4646.
I already got the hair.
Oh, you already got the hair?
I already got the hair. And
okay.
You can do my hair
is
here at the studio. No, it's nappy.
I definitely don't know what that is. I just know girls always told me they want Brazilian hair, so I was like, all right.
That's why I left you alone.
Brazilian hair.
Oh, no, I don't know what I'm talking about, dude. I'm just here.
Okay.
I'm winging it.
That's
how you guys do when your girl talking to you, and you just gotta wing it.
Is it Brazilian? No, it's Malaysian. Oh,
okay.
Okay, well,
that's
it,
word. And then you wing it till you open up your credit card bill. You mother. You know what I'm saying? That's when you start caring. You open up that credit card.
That's
you
normally
for that?
How it goes.
And you don't want me to pull it in the bedroom? Are you crazy? I'm pulling all strands.
You ain't pulling it.
I'm
putting
pulling
it on a damn dresser. You better stop playing with me.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ain't that crazy? All that money you spent for that hair and you can't touch
it. Can't touch it.
Must be out your mind.
It's on the dresser. What you
on the dresser?
I'm putting her
next
on the dresser.
Next to Safari's on the dresser.
Yes, it's on the dresser. This is Safari's bae right
next
here.
Next to Safari.
You fell in love with my bald head ass, so that's what you get to see in the bag.
Wow, Safari get the wig.
Now yeah.
And
here.
I get the oxtail. That's
yes,
crazy.
You get the oxtail.
we get that with the gunk on the face too.
Right, the eye boogers, the saliva, the funky breath. That's what you signed up for. That's what you signed up for. That's what you signed up for. You want a model? The model is on the dresser or in the corner.
Wow. So the girls catch you with that.
They catch. Listen, and then women are nothing but false advertisement.
Definitely.
Because they get home, they take off their titties, they take off their hair, they take off their eyelashes, they take off their nails, they take off everything. Like everything comes off, and you roll them like, who the hell? Yeah, what?
I saw a movie like that.
It's like, yeah, well, you know,
saw a movie like that on TV. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, there we go.
They take off their girdle. You don't realize that they got all them rolls. Like, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. Listen, I'm trying to tell you.
You say one lie, so you're dead. You die. But the
nah,
whole
but y'all put on the fitted and trick out. Y'all put on the fitted.
But that's
and
one fitted. You got a whole body set.
You got a
it don't
whole
matter.
Body
it
set.
Don't matter. You lying. Set. You lying.
Wow.
You lying.
The wigs come out. The eyes come out.
If you know, you bull, embrace it and just let me see your LL.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But if you know you ain't got none of that,
don't put on
embrace
no fitted and grow all that hair on your face and you only got two strands on your head. That's not fair.
Oh, but it's fair for you to take off your eyelashes,
right.
Your breasts,
cause
your
y'all
girdle,
want a model.
Your legs.
Cause that's what y'all want. Y'all want a walking trophy.
No,
that's what y'all want.
No, not everybody. Not
so everybody. You want a dog? You want to walk down the street with a dog?
I like natural girls.
What's natural?
Natural, just be who you are.
A dog.
Dogs don't gotta be.
You want to walk down the street with a dog?
Why would you be a dog? So you're not. That's what I'm saying. So a girl don't think she looks good.
And I don't know what she think. I'm asking you what you talking about.
No, but why would it have to be a dog? If a girl looks good naturally, why does it have to? Why does she have to? Be
what's
a dog?
Naturally?
I mean, like, she don't have to put no makeup on or nothing like that. You know
it's not many women that can walk around without makeup. Next.
Wow.
It's not. Next. A lot of women don't have edges.
Don't
a lot of women don't have eyelashes.
When we went to high school, girls didn't have all that crap on.
Okay, but that was back in the day before we came into contact with things that destroyed us. Like, we started perming our hair. Mm-hmm. That destroys you. That destroys your hair. We should have kept our hair naturally and kept our natural coil. Then we would be all natural, but we not. We fell into TV. They started getting their eyebrows and their eyelashes done. That's what we started to do.
So
they
close.
Started going out getting fat ass. There was a time in life where it wasn't cool to have a big butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Big
you
lips.
Understand?
Yeah,
it wasn't
that's true.
Cool.
That's
then
all big lips.
Everybody went, and they, the white people,
yeah.
Okay, went and started getting big lips and big butts, everything that we had naturally. So now it's like, okay. So the girls that don't have it, now they got to kill themselves to go and get it.
Back
why?
Because
they want that man.
Back in the days, the plus size women wasn't that they wanted slim
that's
chicks.
That's it.
No, that stuff.
No, they didn't want big girls. Now, listen, well, I put on some weight, but when I was smaller, I used to work with this guy. And he used to always tell me, like, you're so nice, you're so pretty, so. He goes, well, I would never date you. And I'm like, why? But I thought I was interested, but like, why are you coming at me like that? I didn't ask
no
you.
No meat, no bones.
But that's what he said. He was like, you a bone.
Yeah, no meat, no bones.
He was like, you don't have nothing for us to hold on to. Don't nobody want no small woman like you. I was like, damn, okay. That's not why I gain weight, though. It's got issues.
she like to eat, folks. That's
I
what it
do
is.
Like to
she
eat, like to and, eat. You know,
well,
as you
it's
get
it's a surprise
older.
We don't know about. And the engineer was like, whoa. It's one of Wednesday, each and every Wednesday, from 12 to 3 p.m. 929-227-4646. Call us up. What happened? What's that
I
look
don't
for?
Know what happened. What just
that
happened?
Look for? I don't
what
know.
What happened?
I don't know.
You
what
always got something
I
to say.
I was listening
you
to the whole
shake?
Conversation.
I feel like
we got
to fight.
We on Facebook Live
no,
right now. We can
so now y'all
Facebook
can see
live.
What happens here.
Yeah, we can good. Definitely shake good. On Facebook Live.
Good. Shout out to my 93 viewers on Live Top Me.
So special.
That's Sparkle Lace. That's a nice, that's a stripper name.
Sparkle Laces. Yeah,
Sparkling definitely. Lace. Ugh.
Diamond, all those stripper names.
Mercedes. There's people out there that have they name their children
yeah.
those things.
Yeah. Yeah, they name their children things they can never have. You know what they always say?
Name your child good credit. Come here, good credit. Come here, Equifax. TransUnion, go get your sister.
That's a good name, Equifax.
Equifax.
Good girl, yeah, I'll definitely name my good daughter Equifax.
Go ahead, Equifax, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And she walking all day to my fax, my nigga, fax.
Facts.
That's right, facts.
Oh my God, this show.
This show, bro, I tell you, man. This stupid little show, I tell you.
Y'all wouldn't believe that we actually have structure here. We do. We come in, like we spent, like today is Wednesday, so starting tonight up until next Wednesday morning, we are doing research. We are going back and forth with each other. We're trying to put this show together.
And we
and
never
we,
follow
thank
script.
Thank you, 3D.
Never.
Thank
never
you.
Follow
and
music.
Every
let
Wednesday.
Me turn down the music, because you know what Tiggs do? I always follow the script.
No, your ass always quit. That's what you do. We doing good today. 2 hours, 11 minutes. You still here?
Yeah, because you got your viewers. You ain't bothering me too.
The
whole left side of the
he been coming at me crazy, but I've been letting him slide, y'all.
Me? 3D been coming at you crazy.
Nah, 3D's good. He's talking. That's just Ooh. Something different.
Oh, that he's talking? Because he's nice today. I made him nice.
Is that? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Excuse you? What?
Pause. Oh, yeah, well, kind of. Just pause. A little bit.
Pause.
I don't know what the hell you talking about there.
You know what he's talking about. You ain't on the corner fighting no crackhead, so it's all right. Don't worry about it. This is a stupid little show, I swear.
Well, anyways, they said TA caught an L again.
They've
been attacking bus drivers
Yo,
now.
Oh, like three bus drivers.
Three bus
got
drivers
beat
in
up.
The same round in East New York. Over there by Broadway Junction. South of Broadway
What's
Junction.
What's that, the 12 or the 15?
I have no idea.
25.
I'm from Harlem.
See. Now you claim it. You see what I'm talking about every week? It's something different.
How is it something different?
He's from Harlem or he's in Harlem?
I'm in Harlem.
You just say you from Harlem.
Well, I'm at Harlem.
No, he's from Harlem.
Where you from? You from Brooklyn?
I'm from Brooklyn. Shouts to Brooklyn.
Don't wreck my Brooklyn.
This Monday, Labor Day, we're going to be in Brooklyn. East 73rd Avenue, K.
If it wasn't for this event, we're going to ask him after the event. But go ahead. Tell your story about the event.
Folks, he's going to leave early because, you know, he has to get back. He got a curfew, so he has to get
back. Mind you, that 2 train is trash. He's going to be on the train for like 9 hours.
God dang, my whole government, son. Well, if you didn't know how to find me, you can definitely find me now because I got 2 snitches always snitching. No.
Only the 2 train goes to Harlem.
You know actually, folks, all you have to do is Google him.
God damn it, 3D. You get it. Get it, 3D. Oh, y'all saw titty shaking. That's why y'all like it. Hey! I like
you
my shirt.
My mic is off. I quit. I quit. I'm done.
There you go. There we go.
We did it.
I'm done.
We did it.
There we go.
I'm not even playing no clap.
We did it. 14.
I better call that engineer to play some clapping. I'm not playing
hours,
none of it.
2 hours and 10
I'm
minutes.
I'm done.
2 hours and 10 minutes.
Not the worst. We did good. Swear. No, y'all did not do good.
I think this is the longest we've had. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Well, Usher knows.
Grab his mic. Oh, God. You all right? You talking to yourself? Your mic is on.
No, it's not. It's off.
Oh, his mic is off?
Yeah, you turned it off.
Oh, so. All right, y'all. So if y'all don't know, he is having a conversation.
Yeah. Shout out to on that Facebook Live.
There you go.
Yeah, me and DJ Tiggs will be by himself real soon.
Real soon. All right.
Check me out. Yeah, in a
psych ward.
Anyways, Eddie Murphy about to have his 10th kid.
Is he claiming this one?
10th kid? Yeah, because she's white. Just give a round of applause. She's white.
Oh, that's why.
Like they always say, your credit ain't right. You got to go to white. You got to go to white. You know what I'm saying? Don't get yourself a black girl. Definitely ain't
got it. We ain't got it.
Credit ain't right.
We ain't got it.
So, anyways, my question to you guys is, I won't start with you because you always get an attitude when I start with you first. 3D, how many kids would you have?
I'd say 2.
2?
Yeah.
2 is enough?
Yeah, a boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl. Okay, that's nice. Now let's get to the dangerous one. How many kids would you have?
In a world where I would be able to, I would have like 12 kids.
Next.
Okay. Yeah.
12
I would have.
Kids?
If I lived in a world where I can stay home and just take care of my children and don't have to worry about how they're going to eat and, you know, life.
Kids?
Yeah, I would do 12.
Damn.
I come from a very large family.
That is ridiculous.
I would do 12. I think 12 is a good
imagine
number.
Imagine like a pickup line. You'd be like, yo, what's up, girl? How you doing? And oh, yeah, by the way, I want 12 kids. But you got some guys who probably love that.
If you can support them and provide for them, that's something different. And that's what I'm saying, in a different life. Like, if I didn't have to work, if I didn't have to worry about my life or living or a roof over my head, I would be fine. Like, if I was a Jackson, I would have like 12 kids by now.
Oh, because you wouldn't have to take care of them. You pay somebody to take care of them.
No, it's not that, but I would be financially stable.
I know.
You understand what I'm saying? It's not that I'm paying somebody to take care of them. I wouldn't work. I would stay home and take care of my children.
But all them kids running around that house.
I would stay home and take care of my children.
One kid can drive you crazy.
I would stay home and take care of my children. I come from a large family, so it's not abnormal for me to think that way. If it's just you, or if you're like that middle kid, you know when it's like 3 of y'all and it's just like that one kid that stand out because one is the first and one is the baby.
Right.
It's not like that for me. Like, I've always been surrounded by a bunch of children. So I would have loved to have had a house full of kids. But I don't know what the difference is in 2018 versus 2028, 38, 48, 58, but you can't do that no more.
Because inflation.
That too.
Inflation is definitely bad.
Yeah, it is.
When somebody's at work making $7 an hour and milk costs $5.50, something is wrong. Something is definitely wrong. When you got to work a whole hour to buy a gallon of milk, Something is definitely wrong.
You know, in a perfect world, I would have a house full of kids that running around looking like me. That would be really nice. Bunch of girls.
Don't look at me, 3D. I'm not saying nothing. Wait. I quit. I am not here, brother. You see
who
starts it.
They about to start
you
some fire in here.
You see who starts it, right? I don't say
I
nothing.
Ain't say nothing.
I didn't say nothing. You ever seen that movie Damien? That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Yo, I hear Marlon Wayans just booked a deal for a Netflix show where he plays 6 lead characters.
Oh, that's nice.
That's cool.
That's nice. So he plays a set of sextuplets that was separated when at birth. Like they were all adopted off to 6 different families. So now he's running around trying to find
his brothers.
He plays all 6 of them. Isn't that crazy?
He's talented like that, though.
Well, you know, he has a show, Marlon, on TV. I haven't watched it, but...
I don't know.
Wintertime is coming. I'll be watching TV in the wintertime. But summertime, not going to happen. But yeah, so that's the Wayans they got. And the little one, Damon Wayans Jr., he got a show on Channel 2.
Let me not feel away. Let me ask myself, how many kids you want, Tiggs? Hold on, let me tell you. Well...
We never asked.
You know what I'm saying? Never asked me nothing. I'm always the outcast. It's all good, though. It's all right. You know, my feelings never get hurt every week.
It's
not like.
He must be that middle kid I was talking about.
I must
be.
You know,
you got
hard.
The oldest and you got the baby, then you got
I work
Tiggs.
Hard. You got the. Yeah.
Yeah, you got the Tiggs. You got the oldest, the firstborn.
And.
Then you got, that's my baby. That's like maybe my baby boy. Then you got Tiggs. Just let him go steal cookies. He going to sit in the closet. He be all right.
Well, if you want to find out how many kids I want, you can call me up 929-274-646.
I don't think, you don't strike me as someone who will want children.
Definitely do not want kids.
Ever? You've never wanted kids?
Never wanted, don't want no kids. I don't want any.
Why?
So none of your women came to you like, oh, I think I'm, you know, I missed my cycle? You never had no scares or no close calls? Everybody had a scare on a close call.
That's whatever Wednesday. Each other was
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm not getting into that.
I just want to know what your reaction, well, I'm how you would feel about it since you never wanted children.
I can still hear you.
This
I
man can still hear
you. Mike, and pretty I still heard you.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Plead the fifth. Just plead the fifth. That was my lawyer. Thank you, lawyer.
All right. You're welcome, yes, sir. You know the lawyer got his own chair. I'm gonna get
thank
a little.
Thank you, lawyer. Don't answer no type of questions. You see, 3D. What you had this morning? Your Wheaties?
Nah.
3D don't say much. He pays attention. That's what it is.
He had his Wheaties this morning.
Yeah, his Wheaties this morning.
The dirty water had it. Yeah.
Dirty water.
Dirty
he
water.
Was in Mexico, y'all.
At dirty water.
He was in Mexico.
Yeah, but that's crazy. I don't know. A whole 12. I don't know. I just grew up never wanting kids. I don't know why.
Some people feel like that.
I just never wanted any kids.
I mean, that's okay.
Not like I don't like kids. But not my own, son.
Oh, you want to. Okay. You want to support people, other people's jackets. That's what it is.
That's what I do with jackets. That's
what I do. Okay.
Hey, girl, you want me to help you carry those bags?
Turn my mic off, engineer. Thank you. I'm done. Turn my mic off, engineer. Turn it off.
You need help with your bags, girl.
I got you.
I got you, girl. It's all right. You got to be the savior. You want to be the hero. Is that what it is? You got that hero complex.
Captain Savo.
I got 4 baby daddies, but this one going to be the one, y'all. This your new daddy.
His name is Tigger.
Hi, Papa Tiggs. Is you going to be my new daddy?
Is you my new pappy?
Come here, son. God damn, I'm funny as hell. Uh, Is he walking out the door? Ooh. Oh, I got 1,000 likes on live.me. Hi, all 97 of my listeners and followers and lookers. How y'all doing? Tickets and his feelings, y'all. It's all right if you want to be Captain Save a Hoe. It happens. You know, sometimes women have babies young and they think that they're going to be with the first guy and then that don't work. And then they get with the second guy and they think it might work, but then it don't. And then that third guy, they like, yo, this one, it got to work. But he don't want no kids. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, y'all. We just... It's been a really happy day today for everyone here at Whatever Wednesday.
See
you. Oh, he got his whole backpack. Y'all see? I'm sorry. Nobody wants to hear me cackling. Yo, this man is so funny. 3D, what's up with your friend?
I don't know.
What's up?
He got to go get those baby kids. That's what it
baby.
Is.
Oh, yeah. He definitely like them baby kids. Definitely like them baby kids. What is it? 2 and better or 5 and better? What's your number?
12.
Do you claim them on your taxes? That's what it is, 3D.
There we go.
You know, well, I don't have kids, but you know how much money you can get back.
That's what it
for
is.
All them kids on your taxes? And all shorty want is probably a Louis Vuitton bag?
Yep.
Oh, I know what I'm going to ask you guys. I have something
you
to talk
back?
About
you came back? You
temporarily.
Here? Temporarily.
Something came to my mind. Did you hear about the shooting at the Madden game?
He's mad because he lost.
He was mad he lost. He shot 2 particular people. Do you know that they put this guy in the same asylum?
An insane asylum?
Yeah. He pleaded insanity.
Of course he did.
Of course.
Isn't well, he crazy? Happened to be Caucasian.
Yes, he was Caucasian.
Of course. Okay, I'm just asking. I'm 2 out of 3. I got 2 out of 3. All right, 2 out of 3 for the day.
Isn't that crazy? He shoots up a whole video game.
But they say he felt like he was cheated, though. He was the champion. You know
okay,
that.
But even if you cheated, you don't shoot a whole place up.
Why not? That's what white people do. They shoot the place up. And then they don't get in trouble.
We play video games all the time and get cheated. And we get mad. We throw things, but we ain't shooting the place up.
No.
It happens. Like, that's what they do.
And for him not to get locked up to kill 2 people, like, how does that parent, the parents feel? You know what I'm saying?
They were probably afraid of him.
No, little Timmy. Not his parents.
No, not his parents.
The people, the 2 kids that
died. Oh, well, you know, they could have been his son, too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why would I be like, how can he get an insane plea?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You know what you was doing when you brought that gun there. Why would you bring a
he
gun
He may have very well known,
game?
But if his mental issues were documented or if he was prescribed medication, he would be fine with the insane plea. So that's just what it is. You gotta document your stuff. You know, like when I talk to the people in my head, they're not documented. So if I try to kill somebody, my ass is going to jail.
How many people are in your head?
There's about 4 of them.
4? Can you name them?
Bianca. Charlie's a boy, but he's always a dude. Charlie's the one who makes me angry. He be like, fuck up. And I'm like, damn, Charlie. Like, she's trying to explain. Bianca is a hoe. She a hoe. And the other 2, I don't think I...
A round of applause for the whole. He's like, you'll see Bianca more, right?
That's crazy. Then you got Michelle. She call herself Shelly. Michelle is the mature one. She likes to talk to us and tell us that what we're doing is not right and we need to file our taxes and, you know, make doctor's appointments and things like that. We don't really talk to her like that. Like, that bitch be in the corner somewhere. Then you got the other one. I don't know that one name because she ain't really come out, but, you know, she be playing the part. She be in Charles' ear. She be in Charlie's ear. And Charlie be like, just drag that bitch.
Instigator.
You know? Right. So sometimes I could be having a conversation with you looking in your face and Charlie's like, just smack that bitch. You know? I don't want to do that. So, did y'all like my mental illness? Okay, thank you, everybody on live.me, all 100 of you. Giving me claps and stars and hearts.
Anyways, how do you know who's who when they out? Do they talk to each other?
When they out?
Yeah, like, how do you know who's out?
What you mean when they out?
Did you say you have their personalities? How do you know who's who out?
I don't. You got to ask the people around me.
Okay.
Who was fighting that crackhead on the corner? That was definitely Charlie.
Okay.
That was definitely Charlie.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't be knowing stuff.
You don't know nothing.
No, sometimes we have conversations, but nobody else be around.
So is yours documented?
I ain't never been wrapped too tight, but I don't think that I have a prescription somewhere. No. No.
Okay. Well, anyways, in other news. Can I get into this?
I don't know why he wanted to discuss my mental health.
Can I get into this news right here? Can I please get into this news?
No.
It's funny. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Paul Gonzalez faces 7 counts of extortion, 2 counts of attempted extortion, and 1 count of grand theft, all felonies. Guess what he did?
What he did?
Sold That's what he did to get all those, get all that, all that. Guess what he did?
What he did?
And he's 45 years old. Guess what he did?
Stole a...
Definitely wrong. Come on, dude. What did he do to you?
I don't know, man.
He dined and dashed 7 women.
That's
I didn't know
game.
You can get charged for that.
Really done? Yeah.
All that? Extortion? 2 counts of attempted extortion? Grand theft? For dining and dashing on women?
Because he made a career of it. It's not like it happened one time. And he took them to very, very fancy places.
Yes, he did. Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like, let's meet me at Chipotle. Nah. No.
Nah.
No. It was like, okay, put on your best suit. We're going to a place that have candles and real napkins. And you have to have on a jacket and heels when you, you know, to sit down and eat. So he was ordering $300 and $400 meals.
No, $950.
First of all, girl, you dumb. Because why would you think this man that you met on a dating app is finna take you to a restaurant that costs $950?
This is my hero.
I don't even want to go to City Island.
This is my hero right here. $950, my hero right here.
A round of applause, please.
Oh, can we get a round of applause?
You wildin', son.
They say you can face 13 years in prison.
So yeah.
I did not know that was a crime, dude.
Yeah, it is.
That is crazy.
2 of those restaurants paid the bill.
Yeah.
So I think that's what makes it a bigger deal, too.
Yeah, 2 paid the bill. The other ones, they thought he was going to pay them back. This guy must be just...
I remember when he first ran out on the girl. It was actually on the news. And she didn't know that he left. The owner came over and was like...
Your dude left.
He just left. So who's paying this bill? Jeez. And like... They went through whatever they went through, and that owner took care of the bill. I remember that. But I didn't know he... What was it, 13 times?
13 times.
So he had money to travel all over the state to visit all these different women, but he ain't had no money to pay for the food?
He never had no intention of paying.
Why he ain't trying to be a food critic? You can eat for free.
Between May and April, he was doing it.
Shout out to all 104 of my viewers on live.me.
Pasadena, Long Beach, Burbank, and Los Angeles. Shout out to all those girls who got caught.
Yep.
Y'all definitely feel stupid right now.
I was
now.
Like, oh, I'm getting that big lobster today. He was like, yeah, get it, girl.
Yeah, get it, girl.
You dumb. That's what you get.
Let me get
good
that 90-year-old.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't even give me that
good
cheap
for
rub.
You. You thought this man that you don't know was going to buy you a $565.72 lobster? You're out your mind. You're stupid.
So
you're
if a guy
dumb.
Took you out for lobster and said you're going to pay, you
went. We not. Him? First of all, we're not going out to eat lobster if I don't know you, because I'm not bending over and grabbing my ankles for no lobster. That's not happening.
Well, who said anything about
that's
bending
what
over?
You, listen, I'm listen. You asked me a question. I'm answering a question.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. I'm getting likes. Y'all like that, right? See what I'm talking about? I'm not doing all of that. I'm not. We can start off small, and as we get to know each other, we might make our way to City Island or something like that. But right now, yeah. We're not even going to Red Lobster. All right, we go to White Castle. You go order the clam strips. Nah. I'll order the fried
your
shrimp.
Your ass is going to White Castle by yourself.
But White Castle, what's wrong with White Castle? They got clam,
belly
they got bombers. Shrimp.
Yeah.
No, don't eat. You don't eat the kangaroo meat. You eat the shrimps. You eat the clam strips.
Nope.
You know what I mean? They got chicken rings.
Yeah. You could. Yeah, go ahead.
They got the veggie burger for the vegan people. You know what I mean? It's a variety. And everything costs 79 cents. It ain't gonna hurt nobody. You want shrimps? I'm gonna get you some shrimps. It's gonna cost me 79 cents.
Yeah, it's gonna be
you don't just
on that
wake
toilet.
Up. Yeah, well, I mean, granted, it's a dietary thing. Everyone deserves a clean out every now and then. Yeah. Why not have an edible clean out? Why not? No?
I don't know. I don't think I would take my girl on the first date to White Castle. I don't think I would.
Well, you don't get no ass, so we don't know where you would take your girlfriend.
Like, engineer, can I get a bomb or something for that one?
That's probably why.
Goodness, I am definitely done. That is it for me. It's whatever Wednesday. Shout out to everybody that's listening. I'm done. I ain't got nothing else to say. Continue, guys. Continue. I'm done.
I'm waiting for you to have your tantrum because.
Goodness gracious.
You're definitely having your tantrum. You feel better?
No, I don't.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Where would you take your girlfriend on her first date? Well, it's not really a girlfriend if you're dating, right? Somebody that you meet. What's a good first date?
What's a good first date? Wherever she takes me.
Wherever she takes you. that's another reason why you're not getting no that's ass. Next case.
Double bar for me now, yep. Engineer. Thank you.
The engineer gets paid to drop that bomb. I just want y'all to know that. Okay, all right. It's not like he over here, he listening and taking sides. He actually has a job to do. And when he's not doing it, Tig drops his own bombs.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to get a computer so I can drop bomb. My own bombs, too.
Tig does not there drop go. His own bombs.
No, he didn't. Do it again. I told you. Like, y'all got to listen to the kid. I'm not. It's no need to lie. It's no need to lie. It's no need to lie. Hi, live.me.
So where do you take your girl on the first date, baby?
I'll say like Applebee's or something.
Okay.
Applebee's? Listen, that 2 for $26 is kind of popping. I ain't going to hold you.
See?
Not the 2 for $20, though. The 2 for $26.
See?
It's an upgrade.
What, $6 more?
Yeah, but it's better stuff.
You got to run your pockets for
$6. It's better stuff. For the $6 more, you get a steak. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a little taco. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You get, like, the real ribs, not the little rib pieces. Okay. You know, so just that $26, that extra $6 make a huge difference. And if you go from 4 to 7, it's happy hour. You get her little $4.99 margarita. You good to go with about $50, $52. That's not bad.
That ain't bad for the first.
I don't know you. I might not want to see you again.
All right.
That's including the tip. That's good. It's 2 for $26.
Definitely going to get the tip. It's whatever Wednesday.
You don't give nobody your tip.
Why? Wait
about
a minute. Wait a minute.
She definitely going to get the tip. When last time somebody
money.
Got your tip?
I'm talking about money.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. Great 3D. I don't even know what to say anymore.
I thought you was leaving.
I am leaving right now.
All right, bye.
It's Whatever Wednesday, each and every Wednesday is from 12 to 3 p.m. Follow us on that Facebook, that Instagram, that Twitter. If you miss anything, the podcast will be up later. Anything else you guys want to say before we get out of here?
I got to pee.
Okay, thank you for that one. Anything else you want to say, dude?
No, I'm good.
You good? That's it? Oh, wow, the claps. All right, we out of here.
They like when I pee. I don't know why.
When me touch down, bed I broke down. In a late night, me and her locked down. She found joints to the side, I a shotgun. In a my dark glass, cut off shots, clocks well clean. Touch you road in the blood clot team. See a girl up on a corner, I cry and I scream. You know I said the boss a fiend, I been. She say, my man not, he had the time. So of course I know I said, nigga, he had the wine. Now she say, oh me, is a one of a kind. And that's how she became mine. And see that. Can't believe I, can't believe I, take him girl away from me, no car. Can't believe I, him can't believe I, take him girl away from me, no car. She want a rich nigga, not a buck one, she a boss too, she get her own money. Slim thinky with a booty, yeah, she know a nigga love that shit. From New York, that give her the sparks. And I'm a straight jeans pants, I'm a wallaby clocks. The boy say, oh, me not in a in class. Show him, I give her all of the money in the world. Never know, say, he would have lose him to a regular youth. Boy, I give her the time and blush, she say, me well cute. I'll see that. Him can't believe I, can't believe I. Take him, girl, away from me, mo God. Can't believe I. Can't believe I take him, girl, away from me, no God.
Girl, come give me a little wine, so give me a little wine, so give me.
Big, big, big happy birthday to Barris Hammond. Shouts to Barris, wherever you're there, let's go.
Every time I think of saying goodbye, everything inside me says it's a lie. So I can. Yes. Yes, you've been with me right through the rough, and you never said I had enough. So I can. I'd like to repay you for damages done. I know I won't be able to repair it all, cause I lost count. And with all the time you've been hurting, you're still so fine, and it's blowing my mind. I know I should pack and walk away and leave you nothing to remind. But I can't, oh, I can't, no, I can't, no, honey, no.
All the time,
we can all come together and share each other's views. Now ain't it good to know?
Rhino,
aren't you feeling excited? Yes, cause the joy in me ignited when I heard the news. Yeah, that my Shaknabas, and then no one Nabas, and then the fire. Call it a day. Got news for you. Greet you with a smile, hey, as broad as
me say, your body body, yup, your bang bang. Your body body, yup, your bang bang bang. Your body body, yup, your bang bang. Your body body, you make me say, ooh, where you come from? Cause when I see your body, boy, I get numb, 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 numb. Ooh, a conundrum. Can I take you to a place on a Caribbean island?
Pack up my girl, licky dum, licky, 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 licky
go go lad. So what you say, what you say, what you say? Say girl, when you come my way, what you do, what you do, what you do? I must get through. Girl, roll up now, you show me that wine. Turn around, girl, don't be shy. Hello, 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 hello.
Out on the road, hey. I pull up on a bumper, start to pose well, cause I'm feeling good. She could be a doctor, could be a lawyer, could be a judge. All I know is Juve, and I ain't charge a bam bam. All I want to do is jam, jam, jam.
Juve up your bumper, y'all.
Jam, jam, jam.
It's Juve morning, y'all.
Jam, jam, jam.
You're wicked with the man.
Jam, jam.
Bad girl fi get low, 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 low. Wine bomb fi get low, 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 low. Girl bend down, put a arch in your back. Girl bend down, put a arch in your back. Wildfire, put a spark in your back. You no stiff now, no starch in your back. Alright now, Jen Fang, give me the wine you bend from. Me give you the long extension. Me pension, are you me want fi spend pan? Me own the bumper rent. Hot girl just bubble, like a bubbling queen. You a bubble pon the bubble, you a bubble in the tree. Center forward, hot girl a bubble for the team. She a bubble in a party, a bubble in a dream. Gasa, give me room for passa. That girl lay a shake her bumper faster. When she drop it pon the floor, a one disaster. That bumper need prayer, go call the pastor. Low, 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 low. Wine bombs they get low, 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 low. Girl bend down, put a arch in your back. Girl bend down, put a arch in your back. Wildfire, put a spark in your back. You no stiff now, no starch in your back. Alright now, Jen Fang, give me the wine you bend from. Me give you the long extension. Me pension, are you me want fi spend pan? Me own the bumper rent. Hot girl just bubble, like a bubbling queen. You a bubble pon the bubble, you a bubble in between. Center forward, hot girl a bubble for the team. She a bubble in a party, a bubble in a dream. Gasa, give me room for passa. A girl lay a shake her bumper faster. When she drop it pon the floor, a one disaster. That bumper need prayer, go call the pastor. Low, 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 low. Wine bombs they get low, 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 low. Girl bend down, put a arch in your back. Girl bend down, put a arch in your back. Wildfire, put a spark in your back. You no stiff now, no starch in your back. All right now,